This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
The citizenship saga with our federal politicians is going to drag on for a while yet. The High Court has delayed a verdict until October. So the cases of Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, Senators Matt Canavan and Malcolm Roberts, three former senators, Scott Ludlam and Larissa Waters, they will be heard over 3 days in October. The court is also likely to hear the cases of the Deputy Nationals leader, Fiona Nash, and the Independent Senator, Nick Xenophon, over the 10th, 11th and 12th of October. Now, the Turnbull government wanted this sorted quickly, but that's not going to happen by the looks of things. Michael Packey, 2GB's federal political editor, joins us on the line. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Ben.
Now, behind the scenes, they have been really hoping to deal with this thing, get it done and dusted so they can push it out of the way, but that's not going to happen.
Absolutely right, Ben, and I think this is a bit of a blow for the federal government. They were really hoping that by around about the 13th or 14th of September, this issue would have just been finally dealt with, but the High Court today admitted that while it understands the urgency of dealing with this matter as soon as possible, the complexity of some of these dual citizenship cases also needs to be taken into account, and so it's decided to deal with that matter on the 10th, 11th and 12th of October in Canberra. Today, this matter was heard in Brisbane. And the people that really did drive this extension was One Nation, the lawyers for One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts. They saying that his case is complicated. They want to examine more of the evidence, and they pleaded with the High Court Judge, Susan Kiefel, to extend that deadline that the government set for September to October. And Susan Kiefel, the High Court Justice, agreed with what One Nation had to say.
Politically, it's a nightmare for Malcolm Turnbull because Parliament is back early September, and that means that even when Parliament resumes, we're still going to be in that that state limbo that we've had over, state of limbo, and no doubt Labor will take advantage of that.
Absolutely right. Parliament resumes on September the 4th and it's going to be sitting for 2 weeks. And what's Labor going to say? They're just going to use the opportunity to try and ramp up their rhetoric that the government is illegitimate when it accepts the votes of some of these people, especially the Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce. And that's something that the government is going to have to contend with. And up until now, I would argue that the government hasn't done a very good job of trying to nullify Labor's attacks. It appears that people like the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, just bats it away when the focus is put on Labor's leadership citizenship credential.
Michael, the person who's got the most to lose is the Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, and his political nemesis Tony Windsor has been given permission to join in the citizenship challenge.
That's exactly right. Essentially, what the High Court has agreed to today is to hear from Tony Windsor. Tony Windsor, as we know, last year did contest the election against Barnaby Joyce, and basically, Tony Windsor believes that given that Barnaby Joyce contested the election against the Constitution, because he was a New Zealand national as well, Tony Windsor believes that there is some grounds for him, for the court to maybe force a by-election more quickly, which would mean that Tony Windsor would likely contest that by-election against Barnaby Joyce.
Yeah, he can sense the blood in the water. Good on you, Michael. Thanks for your time.
No problem.
Michael Packey, 2GB's federal political editor. So the mess is going to continue for some time yet.